Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Joining us on the line now is Chef Stephen Saunders, who was trained at the famous Savoy Hotel in London in the 70s and went on to become Britain's youngest ever chef patron of a privately owned hotel and restaurant, the White Hart in Great Yeldham in 1981 at the age of just 19. He's in more recent years been based in Spain and has the very successful The Geranium in La Cala, which was recently selected as one of the best top 25 restaurants in Spain. He also runs a cooking school at his finca and is very kindly offering some free cooking classes for single pensioners, particularly widows and widowers. So I thought it would be lovely to get him on to hear more about that. How are you, Stephen?
Hey, hi, Hannah. Yeah, it's nice to see you. Yeah, I'm fine. It's been great. I mean, to be on the air with you guys and to tell you all about my Pensioners Academy.
Yeah, it's such a lovely idea.
Well, I tell you what has inspired, the inspiration came from my father, who is coming up for 90. He's 90 in January. So he's an old man. He's a lovely old man. And he cooks a lot at home because he lost his wife. My mother died 13 years ago. And I've tried to teach him things. You know, I've shown him some dishes and my brothers have as well. And he does what he does. And he follows recipes from cookbooks and not only my cookbooks, unfortunately, some mother. But he does do quite a good job. But he sent me this recipe he sent me this picture of a pea soup. And he said, I've never made a soup before. What do you think? Well, when I looked at the picture and I thought, oh, my God. It was a bit disastrous looking, and it wasn't green.
Was in it?
I don't know how he got it to be brown, but it wasn't green. And I suddenly thought, well, I should do something about this. I should get over there. I'll fly over there and show my father some soups. And we put soups in an espuma gun, which is quite flashy, but you know what that is. It's sort of gassy in there, and we espuma it out, which makes it foamy, but also all the flavors are brilliant like that. But anyway, cutting a long story short, it gave me the inspiration to think, do you know, there's lots of people out there like my father who would love to cook. Maybe they can't afford to go on the cookery school because it's not expensive, but it's €225, which is, you know, a fair price, but because we give lunch and things. But I just thought, well, people out there that haven't got the money, that are widowed, that don't have a spouse and would love to cook more and would love to meet other people as well. That's the other thing. And so I set up a pensioner's Academy is what I called it. I've had a bit of a giggle over some of them because I'd put it out on Facebook and social media and we got a lot of response. And it was fantastic response. But some of the response was people that I met this guy who was 76 and he said, well, I'm 76, I'm a pensioner. I said, yeah, of course. He said, and I lost my wife 5 years ago. I said, I'm really sorry about that. And then he said, he went on to tell me he'd sold his company for 25 million. I said, well, you're not really. They're not what I'm looking for. Looking for people who are on their own, who basically would love to learn how to cook or how to cook different dishes. This is a completely complimentary thing from me and from the Geranium, my restaurant, to literally just to get pensioners involved in cooking more so and meet other people. And there's no gimmick to it. It's just me being me. I wanted to help. I reached out and said, come on. Come on, get together. The weird thing is, Hannah, although I've had hundreds of responses, hardly anybody has come forward and said, yeah, definitely book me in. And it isn't any cost to them. There's nothing to lose. So my message is, don't be shy. Please reach out, contact me and talk to me. And I'll tell you all about the Pensioners Academy. And you'll be amongst other people. It won't be all pensioners. It'll be a mixture of different people, male and female, and different age groups. But it'll be a fantastic day out. It includes lunch and I'm throwing the lunch in and it includes wine, and I'm throwing that in just for these pensioners. But I have to find the right people. To be eligible, you've got to be the right criteria. You understand that?
Yeah, no, totally. And there must be plenty of people out there who are widowed, whose partner, who sadly is no longer with them, was the one who did all the cooking. You know, when you've been with someone for 50, 60 years and they do all the cooking and it's something you never need to think about or worry about because you're very lucky to have a partner that does all the cooking. If they go first, a lot of people are really stuck and left in that position of I've no idea how to make soup or how to cook a roast or all these things that have been done for them throughout their lifetime. And that's extra tough.
Yeah,
Yeah, it is. And to be honest with you, I hadn't realised it. And yet I've got a father that doesn't have his wife and doesn't have my mother anymore. And I should have realised it. I felt guilty. I mean, he said to me, well, I like to cook and I follow recipes, but he doesn't really know what he's doing. I think, he's probably listening to this. He does a good job. But literally, Mum used to do all the food. Now, she was a fantastic chef, and that's why I got into cooking originally from her, from the inspiration from her. But, you know, literally, he does quite a good job, but he needs to know much, much more and much more understanding of what to use and the seasonality of food and what have you, and how to plate food, how to make it look good. I mean, send me this dish, Hannah, and it'd be like, hey, look, I've just done this fish and chips. And he likes this. And go all the mushy stuff all over. I've got to show you how to plate food. But it's been, literally, quite fun to try and talk to him about how to make things look better, because he also entertains friends. And as I said, there must be lots of people out there in his position that would love to cook better and learn more about food and don't want to pay for it. And I would have thought everybody would be, you know, literally bombarding me, but I haven't been bombarded. I've only had really a few, and I've booked the few that I've had it onto the courses already.
Yeah. And the other thing is what I love is that it's, and I've interviewed so many people about this subject over the years, the fact that you're never too old to learn something new. And, you know, a lot of people before you were offering this might be sitting at home, well, I'm too old to learn how to cook now, or I'm too old to do whatever. And you're not. And it was a lovely opportunity for people to learn something new and feel confident in the kitchen. And as you say, host dinner parties and share their new learned skills with their friends. It's lovely.
Absolutely. And it's absolutely right that you're never too old to learn. And it's not just about learning. It's also having fun. As I said, you meet people, you have some fun, we have some laughs, we have some drinks, and it's a great day out. And it's at my finca, which is where I am now, which is up in the hills above La Cala, worn about 4 acres. We grow loads of stuff like mangoes and papayas and, lots and lots of different fruits, lemons and limes and vegetables, parsnips, carrots, it's an amazing place. And so we walk around, pick some bananas, we turn them into souffle or something. We pick some papayas and some mangoes and some avocados, all that kind of stuff is at the finca. And so it's a really special day out, looking at the hills in the Cala, and you don't sit near anything. It's completely isolated up here, real campo land. I love it. And people that come absolutely love it. It's very Andalusian. It's an amazing day out, and it's one not to be missed. But, you know, I also do the other side, the other end of things. You know, the pensioners, I'd love to do more of that, because I love giving, I love helping. And I also do an academy for children, which is a bit more complicated. We have to have a nurse in place and someone that understands teaching for children, what have you. But we do that as well for children teaching. And we have a fitness academy, a school that basically is the same thing, but with people who want to get fit and eat healthy. It includes pool exercises and Pilates and nutritious dishes and things like that. And so on my website would be all this information. The Chef's Academy is for young aspiring chefs who want to be chefs. So if you're kind of 14, 15 years old, you're thinking, do you know what? I might want to be a chef. Then contact me. We have a Chef's Academy as well. And we also, this is a bit of a laugh, but it works and people love it. We have a Chef's Skipper's Academy. Whatever the... basically, what that is that we have a boat in a yacht, I should say, in Porto Banus, and we take the yacht on around the sea, and we get the sunset, and people dine the most magnificent fine dining on the yacht, and we make the food look beautiful, or we present it beautifully, we serve it with wines, pairing different dishes, and we serve all sorts of other drinks and cocktails and what have you on the yacht. And what I'm always looking for is somebody that is really enthusiastic, that wants to learn about food, wants to learn about wine and drinks, and joins me on the yacht as my assistant, as I said, on the Skipper's Academy on the yacht. And that obviously only when we can sail. At this time of year, we don't sail, but we're back sailing again by March, hopefully.
Well, that sounds right up my husband's street, I have to say.
I did think that. I thought of PJ when I heard you. I thought he would love to help me on the boat and have a few drinks and have a few laughs. And that's a complimentary school as well. So the two complimentary and the other ones aren't. But the pensioners scheme, as I said, the academy for pensioners, I want to see more pensioners. I'd like to see more people approach. But as I said, ideally kind of in the 80s, Because, you know, when you get to my age, I'm a pensioner as well, you know.
Stop it, you're not.
But I'm not far well. The one punk is, you know, people that are sort of, I don't know, don't have the 80s, late 70s, 80s, but people that don't have the money. That's the most important thing, that to be able to have a special day like this, which is usually 225 a head, I'll give it to them. I just want you to, I want to see a big smile on their face. We give them recipe booklets. We give them aprons with my ugly mug on the front of it. We give them the lunch, which is a four-course lunch and wine. I mean, they have a fantastic day. All you need to do is reach out and talk to me.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lovely idea. Well, we'll give out your contact details so people can get in touch. You've got various dates, I know, already planned throughout this month, November, December, January and February. So there's various different options.
Yeah. And all those options are on my website. And so it's easy to find. You just go into the cookery school. It drops down. It's got all the dates. It's got pictures of the finca, pictures of food, and a little video as well. So you can sort of watch what we do. It's quite fun. As I say, I'm obviously biased, but it's a great day out. And I hadn't done pensioners before, and I thought we should add it to the list, but as a complimentary offer. And I think they're both pleased to do that.
Yeah, I love it. It's really, really kind of you. And I think it'll be a fabulous day. And I mentioned in the introduction about the recent award. You've won a couple of awards recently at the restaurant, which is really exciting and well-deserved. What kind of a difference do these awards make for you?
Well, I mean, they do make a difference because we put it out on social media again. Yeah, there was a little bit of newspaper coverage as well. But people seem to know that we've got the award, and we've got the awards displayed in the window now. To be the top, one of the top 25 restaurants in the whole of Spain is a complete honour. And I read it in the paper. Somebody sent me a copy of it. It was Olive Press. And they sent me this copy and it said, there was only two restaurants in the south of Spain that got into the list, and that was one in Malaga, and one was Chef Stephen Sorn. He's a British chef at the Geranium. And I know John very well. He didn't go into detail about who I was. He just said a British chef, and I thought, well, that's really nice, but I'm really chuffed to win this. But I rang TripAdvisor, and I said, is this for real? Am I really in the top 25? Because I don't want to say that I am. And then they say, oh, well, no, you know. That.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So I called them and said, are we really in the top 25 restaurants in Spain? And they went, absolutely, you deserve it. The criteria is steep. Your marks with our inspectors came out really high. And then the following day, we won another award from a company called Lux Life, which is a massive platform for awards, and it's based in America. And they made us Best Fine Dining Restaurant 2025 in the Malaga district. And Malaga, I didn't realize, ranges from obviously Malaga through up to Granada, all the way over to Cadiz. It's a big area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you imagine? I mean, I just couldn't believe it. But this is good news. But, you know, we have plenty of days with bad news. So it was nice to have some good news.
Oh, absolutely. And talking of that, you were in hospital recently. Are you okay? Is everything all right now?
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, I'm actually in hospital tonight. I'm off shortly. I'm going to meet an orthodontist or whatever. How do you say that? It's somebody that deals with feet, basically. And we'll just call it that. Somebody out there is listening going, whoa, of course it did. But basically, I've got a bit of thrombosis in my foot, which I've had for a long time, caused by being on my feet for many, many years. And unfortunately, it flares up and it becomes really swollen and I can't actually walk. And last week, I didn't turn up much in the restaurant because I couldn't actually get to the restaurant, couldn't walk into the restaurant. And I trouble even getting out of my bed to go to the bathroom. I was actually on my knees crawling, and that's how bad it is sometimes. So I met this fantastic doctor the last time I was there, and she said, look, you can have my number, ring me, and I'll speed everything up. And I've been talking to her, and I'm meeting this guy tonight, this specialist, is her ex-husband, and he's going to talk to me about what he can do in the meantime until we get an operation. And the operation will be the end of the month, so pretty soon. It has to be, because I can't walk. I'm okay today. You get days which are good and days which are terrible, and I'm on the tablets and things that they give you. Everybody knows that when they prescribe tablet, there's always side effects from it. And the side effects for me on these tablets is tiredness. I get really tired, and I'm not a tired person. I'm the person that creates all these ideas, you know, like the Pensioners Academy, the Chef Academy, the Fitness Academy, and apart from that, all the other things we do as well. And, you know, we do so many things. I have a plane that flies in from Heathrow to Malaga to bring people on a jet. It's not my jet. I hasten to add, I wish it was. But we do that so that people can bring their pets over. We do loads of different things. As I mentioned, the yacht already. And we have a VIP club running, which is basically people joining, and we talk to them daily about things that we're doing and give them offers and, you know, for music nights at the restaurant. There's so many things to do. And I've been suffering with my foot up, and everybody says, Alto, you know, I've got to get it up. And I'm putting it, you know, I'm in bed with my foot up and I can't move from the bed. And sometimes it goes on for days and it's not great. And I'm being delighted to have it sorted out.
Oh, well, good luck. Hope it goes well tonight and you get it sorted as quickly as possible, because we need you on your feet.
You do. I mean, everybody buzz and they miss me at the restaurant, and I text them after they've been for dinner and say, because it's a very personally run restaurant. It's like a family restaurant, really, as you know it well. And I text them and they text me back and say, Stephen, yeah, we've had a fantastic time. The food was great. Obviously, you were missed. And I think, yeah. And I don't want to be missed. I want to be there. You know, love me. Really do. Especially on the music nights, on Fridays and Saturdays, we have the live music. And I sing as well. No, I do. And years ago, when I was a teeny boy, about 30 years old, I sang on a live, because I used to do a lot of TV, as you know, with Ready, Steady, Cook. And I did a show called Afternoon Live. And on that show, I did a song which I'd written, and it went in the charts. And so I became quite well known as a singer. And then many years, my father actually told me, don't sing, son, you're a much better chef. I started cooking.
Your father sounds like quite the character.
Oh, he is the character, and he really is. But he said, no, stick to cooking. And I did what he told me to do until later in life. Now, I feel we have live music every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday lunch as well. And I join in. I don't join in. I go on and do three or four numbers. And I love it. I want to be able to do that and be able to stand up and perform it, as opposed to perform it sitting down, which I had to do last week.
Oh, no. Oh, well, I wish you luck with it all. And it's a fabulous idea, you offering these cookering classes for free for single pensioners. If people are interested, if they want to ask you any questions, they should definitely get in touch, because it's absolutely true what you're doing. And it's a great opportunity for people to get involved. TheNewGeranium.com is the website. Do you want to give out your number as well, or just direct people to the website?
No, that's fine. You can WhatsApp me on 620-202-57.
Is it 620 or 670?
657-2022. No, hang on.
670, isn't it? I've got 670 here.
670-202-57.
Perfect. 670-202-57. And they can get in touch on WhatsApp.
That's my personal number, because this will need to be dealt with personally. And if you WhatsApp me, don't call, but just WhatsApp me, and I will deal with it, and I'll talk to you about the school. I'll lead you to the information on the website, and then we'll meet up before it goes live, the school goes live, and you'll meet lots of people. I mean, when I say lots of people, there's not lots of people there, six or eight people maximum. But they're all the right kind of people, nice people, lovely, bubbly people that love food, like you. Pete, that guy. Okay.
Brilliant.
You for people, that'd be great.
Perfect. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us, and well done with everything that you're doing, and I hope you get your foot sorted, and looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Hannah. Look forward to seeing you soon as well. Lots of love. Here. Bye-bye.